sentences. Once you understand the behavior of the two main elements of each sentence, the pronoun and the verb, you can move along the common phrases of this language. Speaking of pronouns, right from the start, you will begin to notice the profound differences between English and Italian. For this reason, take your time and listen to the first chapter carefully. Before moving on to the analysis of every type of pronoun, it is necessary to take a small step back to understand the sentences that are later used as examples. Pronunciation. Pronunciation is usually a more advanced topic while learning a different language, especially in a guide based on learning the most common sentences that help to be an active part of an Italian conversation. For this reason, the pronunciation is often proposed at the final phase of a guide, but this audiobook teaches it in the early chapters to allow you to improve much more. All the technical parts are within the early chapters, so you can understand both Italian sentence structure and how sentences and words are pronounced. You will find that repeating words while proceeding will improve your pronunciation by the end of the guide. It is also encouraged that you be patient and begin your journey into the Italian language by starting with the single letters. Despite the rules, always remember that the phonetics in Italian is much simpler than you think. This is because Italian words are almost always read as they are written. For this reason, once you learn the basic rules of various letters pronunciation, you will discover that learning to pronounce words is suitable for all. Moreover, once you learn the first words, others will follow the same examples, creating an exponentially faster improvement process. The vowels. Let's start with the vowels, since the consonants have a similar pronunciation to the English ones, with few exceptions. The Italian vowels are five. A, E, I, O, U. Below is the pronunciation of each vowel. A, A. The A's pronunciation is the same as the U in the English word cut. Luckily, the pronunciation remains the same, so once you've practiced the form, you can repeat it on every word that includes it. E. E. E shows itself in different forms. Mainly, the Italian E has two sounds based on the accent mark, visible or not, on it, which tends to be confused even by Italians based on their regional background. This different explanation is important, as with a different accent mark on it, the whole meaning of the word could change. For example, pesca, peach, pisca, to fish. This is a subtle nuance you will learn with time and experience, mostly because the accent marks in the examples are not visible in the written language. These are shown only when the accent marks fall on the last letter of the word. So, how is the letter E pronounced? The open E, as for pesca, is pronounced similarly to the E of the English word rest, while the closed E of pisca, to fish, is similar to the E of the English word appointment. As previously mentioned, there is no way of knowing when to use the open or closed E unless you have experience with the language. You may find the E with an accent mark, but only when it is the only one or at the end of the word. For example, lui è bello. Lui è bello. He is handsome. Perché l'ho detto io? Perché l'ho detto io? Because I said so. In these cases, remember that e is pronounced as rest and e is pronounced as appointment. I. E. I is one of the vowels that sound different from the English language. The pronunciation of I in Italian is similar to the Y in English, like in the word baby, or even the double E as in the word meat. O. O. O has two distinct pronunciations based on the hidden accent, so much that in many Italian regions they are used incorrectly. The pronunciation of O is similar to the English word dog, but it can also sound closed, such as the English word post. U. U. U